As I was starting to say, we've done a lot of shows here at All Songs Considered over the years, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say this one right here, this may be the best one ever.
Really?
Yeah, this may be the best show. The best show in more than a decade of doing shows. This is the one. This is the show.
Well, it's All Songs Considered Summer Music Preview.
Whoa. It's the Summer Music Preview?
Well, it's not.
Okay, well, never mind. Then it's not going to be the best show.
Oh.
Sorry, I was very confused coming
in. Okay, well, I got a couple. That's what I picked. What'd you do?
Why don't you just start us off with something and I'll figure it out.
Okay, let's go from here. Ready? Set.
This is
Jeff the Brotherhood, Country Life, absolutely my summer album of the year. Now, this summer preview show is not necessarily summer songs. You roll the windows down. Not that kind of summer song, but that is one, right?
That is. And I was just thinking, it's going to be a great summer. I love Jeff the Brotherhood so much. And that it just sounds like vintage song from that band.
Yeah, I saw them the other night. It's just two guys, two brothers. They're from Nashville. And there's only a three-string guitar is what the guitarist plays, right?
Yeah.
And then a drummer. And that's it. They had a couple of clamp lamps on the floor.
Did they lose the shirts at some point?
You know, they didn't strike the shirts that night, but they did when they played the Tiny Desk concert and popped open the Pabst Blue Ribbon right in the middle of the day. That was an awesome Tiny Desk concert.
What's the record and when's it come out?
The record's called Hypnotic Nights. A Country Life's the name of the song. The record comes out July 17th on Warner Brothers, and it's produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. You know, I saw them in a club of 140 or 50, whatever people filled the club. But that's the last time they're going to do a show that small.
I was going to say, that's a ridiculously small crowd for that band.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good year for them. Let's do The Divine Fits. This is a new project from Britt Daniels Spoon, Dan Beckner of Wolf Parade, and Sam Brown of the New Bomb Turks. The song I want to play is called Would That Not Be Nice?
Thank you.
with that Not Be Nice, Define Fitz. With Britt Daniel on vocals, it sounds a lot like a Spoon record, but a lot more electronics, a lot more synth. The production is really precise and crisp and tight,
sure,
like a Spoon record, particularly in the percussion. But beyond that, I think it sounds like a totally new project. The record's called A Thing Called Divine Fitz. It's out August 28th. The whole thing, what a great listen. Just about everything Britt Daniel puts his hands on, though. I mean, I think he's kind of brilliant.
You wonder what it means when an artist goes and does a side project, and when they come back with their old buddies, what they bring to the table. So I'll be curious to hear the next Spoon record.
Yeah.
This show is sort of anticipated releases for the most part, but also just things we've heard that we know are coming out this summer that we're looking forward to. We've been waiting a while for a new Grizzly Bear record.
Yeah.
And that's 3 years since Vecatamist, and now we're going to play a new song with an album title. Hopefully that will be easier to say and remember than that one.
Yeah.
The album doesn't have a title yet. And the song's called Sleeping Ute. U-T-E. It may refer to a mountain range. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Actually, it's not a range. I think it's a peak. Hang on a second.
U-T-E, like Ute or?
Ute. U-T-E. How would you say that? Sleeping Ute.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I can't believe we ever get this show recorded.
You know, here's something I want to tell you that's really important you ought to know. It is all a dream. We've never done a show. We don't even know each other.
Are you in a lab or a padded cell somewhere, unconscious, and I'm living only in your imagination?
I'm only telling you part of this, but where we are, we don't have labs per se. But if you want to think of it in that really narrow little term that you humans do, that's okay.
Well, keep entertaining me then with some new music.
Okay, we'll play Sleeping Ute from Grizzly Bear.
known all the way and straight on out the door, and I can't help myself, and I can't help myself, and I can't help myself.
That was really nice.
It really is. The music going on is so interesting. There's so many layers of things going on. I actually have not caught the words to this song yet, and I've listened to the song four or five times, and that's not like me.
Yeah.
I'm usually right
to the words.
But
the sound is there. Yeah. The sound is there, so.
I'm so happy. I cannot wait for this record. Them and Dirty Projectors, who we've played earlier, who have a record coming out this summer, are, you know, two of those Brooklyn bands that, in many ways, they're very dividing bands. That you either like them or you don't. Mm. And I am in love with both of what I've heard of the Dirty Projectors record, which I've heard entirely, and the only one song so far from Grizzly Bear. Can't wait.
And what's the record called, and when's it out?
We don't know the name. It's to be announced. The record comes out September 18th.
Well, September's going to be a great month. I've got another artist who's been gone twice as long as Grizzly Bear's been gone, Sean Marshall, Cat Power, coming back with a new record, her first collection of original songs in 6 years. It's
what do these people do?
Yeah, what are you doing? Give us music to hear. No, and let me tell you, I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say this.
I'm going to record this part.
This may be her best record ever. I have been listening to it nonstop. It is amazing. It is really, really amazing.
That's exciting.
You know, her last record, 2006, was called The Greatest, and that was very much inspired by Memphis Soul, which was a cool direction for her to take. And she goes in yet another direction on this new record. A lot more drive, a lot more electronics, drum machines, synths. It's very bold, stylized, and so, so good. It's called Sun, and I want to play the opening cut called Cherokee.
Oh, Back with a bullet. That's Cat Power. The song is Cherokee.
From the record Sun, due out September 4th. This whole record, it just has such a great drive to it, and she sustains it through the whole thing. Great record.
I've never heard drums compressed as much as they
were
on that song.
Yeah, the whole record has got so much compression on it. Yeah, a lot of compression on this record.
I want to spend some time with it because I first listened to the song Ruin that we put on the All Songs blog the other day, and this, it's like the sound is... it's disorienting. There's something going on that just doesn't feel right. It doesn't mean it's wrong, but it's going to take me a number of listens to this.
It's a very processed record, definitely a lot of compression and other effects on it, and even a little bit of auto-tune on some of these songs, but used ever so slightly.
And she built a studio. She had a studio built in Malibu, and she started working on this record like 6 years ago, P.S. He talked about it in the New York Times a long time ago.
I haven't been this excited about a record for a while now. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. What are we going to do? You want to go to New York?
Let's go see what's going on.
I'm going to get in the car. No. Hang on. We're going to bring on Franny Kelly and Patrick Jaren-Watton on anybody home in New York City.
Right here, Bob.
Awesome.
We are existing.
Always good
That's
to know.
That's classic, Frank. We're here, Bob. Patrick, we are in existence.
So we go to you both because, Franny, you've got some music for us. Patrick has some music for us. Let's start with Franny. How's that?
I'm ready. I got this song for you. It's by a guy named Nas. Do you guys know Nas?
I know Nas. Yeah.
So he's finally putting out his 10th album, very anticipated, and it's going to be his last album on Island Def Jam. He's sort of fulfilling a contract, but he's not fading
away. Those are usually lousy records, though, those fulfilling contract records. You wouldn't play this for me if it was lousy.
Precisely, and where I was going with that is he is going out with a bang rather than fading away.
Good.
So this song is really nice, and it features a guy named Rick Ross also, and they both sort of seem to be forcing each other to step up their game.
Great.
What's it called?
It's called Accident Murderers.
Back, you thought you had it planned, you thought you had your man. He saw you come and he ran when you tried to blast that man. Missed him by inches, he sprinted. Some of his boys on the corner was who your bullets entered. Two of them pulled through, but one didn't. Son's finished. You took the life of him. The part about it that's crazy, you was aight with him, tight with him. Why was he in the way? Why was he standing next to the enemy that specific day? His style never hollers loud, stays reclusive. Good dude, got that look like he always about to do shit. Side of his mouth toothpick, one eyebrow raised. Got into it with dude who's still trying to live out his old wild out days. They never had no problems. Somehow they rubbed each other wrong like a bad massage. These two different personalities had to collide. Niggas cannot aim and innocent niggas die. You ask why? Cause of a accident murderer. Act like you killed on purpose. Liars brag you put work in. You ain't mean to murk him, your guns are virgin. Streets are full of them. Read the bulletin. Accident murderer. You just an accident murderer. We grew up doing graffiti, now hollow heads getting heated. Seated in foreign cars, constantly getting weeded. Proceeded to count profits, I know they got on binoculars. But fuck them all, we ballin' till they come lock us up. 20 to life, I'm clubbing, blowing 20 tonight. We the mob, bar, Marley Marlin all through the night. Addicted to wealth, never go turkey to war. Snatch your tech off the shelf, live forever, that's inshallah. Memoirs of a rich nigga. Sweatsuits, gold chains, old drug dealers. New Benz, chrome rims are for show killer. You niggas accidental, shoppers in back of the limo. Pay your tithes, stay alive, can't be dodging my click. Cut a check or use your bitch for some bargaining chips. In the hole, sell your home, nigga, go sell your soul. This 45 in control, God forgives and I don't. Accident murderer, act like you killed on purpose. Liars brag you put work in. You ain't mean to murk him, your guns are virgin. Streets are full of them, read the bulletin. Accident murderer, you just an accident murderer. Accident murderer. Accident murderer. You just an accident murderer.
for my nigga that got killed, got hit up. Vodka spills on the concrete, light a switch up, we miss ya. And for that girl who never made it home, shot in the dome, how they gon' kill that beautiful sister? Valid adolescents, homicidal with weapons, not a lot of knowledge inside of their minds, and I'm guessing. Tell me who you impressing. Shooters, I knew them when they was babies, I used to test them. Make them throw up their hands, yoke them up playing and wrestling. Watch them grow to a man, I see them now they reppin'. But they cold-blooded, homie, wonder where to respect with. Can't play with these little niggas, gangsta little niggas. Can't hang with these little niggas, they killin', they reckless. Wish I could bear with them, but will he change really? Some real killers, I think of Wayne Perry. Think of my nigga Drawers, but you wanna name, tell me. You ain't mean to kill him, it wasn't necessary. Accident murderer, act like you killed on purpose. Liars brag you put work in. You ain't mean to murk him, your gun's a virgin. Streets are full of them, read the bulletin. Accident murderer, act like you killed on purpose. Liars brag you put work in. You ain't mean to murk him, your gun's a virgin. Streets are full of them, read the bulletin. Accident murderer, you just an accident murderer. Accident murderer. Murderer. You just an accident murderer. Accident murderer. Murderer. You just an accident murderer.
Murderer. Yeah, bang indeed.
That was dope. Do the kids still say dope, Franny?
Oh, Jesus.
Once in a while.
Oh, God.
It was. That was awesome. Grandpa. I loved what Rick Ross brought to it. I wasn't familiar with him before.
Yeah, I mean, he brings that sort of, like, really heavy sound into, you know, how speedy Nas is on the mic. And Nas is the king of the telling detail. You know, there's that part in the first verse where mm-hmm. he's talking about a toothpick hanging out the corner of his mouth and his eyebrow arched. And then in the last verse, he mentions real killers make me think of Wayne Perry, who is, of course, from D.C., famous hitman. I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say his father's a pretty famous guy, too. Great jazz musician.
Oludara? Yeah, Oludara, he's a trumpeter. Yeah.
Trumpeter guitar player. Yep, indeed. I'm sure Patrick Jaren-Watanana knows him. Yeah.
I do.
And he plays on his records, too. He plays on Nas's records.
He's a trumpeter from the South. I also have a trumpeter from the South to bring to you. It's a fellow named Christian Scott. And he's putting out a new double album called Christian Atunde Ajua. And if you look at the album cover, there's this photo collage of him in, I guess you'd call it a New Orleans Mardi Gras Indian costume. It's a long-standing tradition in New Orleans. Anyway, if you watch the show Tremé, there's this character who is sort of based on him, this sort of a art imitates life, imitates art situation, and it comes out in late July. I want to play a track called Spy Boy, Flag Boy, and Spy Boy and Flag Boy are positions in the hierarchy of Mardi Gras Indian parades, but it doesn't really sound like traditional New Orleans. Have a listen.
Nice sizzling cymbal there, Mr. Patrick.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really the... You were talking earlier about how the drums made the Cat Power record, and I think the drums make this record, too. It's sort of... It's processed maybe in a way, in a kind of a similar way, and they're really active. I want to say the drummer is actually putting out his own album with his own band. His name is Jamire Williams, and his band is Arimage, so spell that backwards.
No,
and
I
that's
can't.
Coming out.
My brain just exploded. Could you spell it? Did you fix that for me? What is it?
His name is Jamire Williams.
Oh, it's, I see. It's his name.
J-A-M-I-R-E. Gotcha. Right.
I don't
know
why people do that.
And he's long been the drummer in the Christian Scott Quintet, who we heard from there.
Thanks. And when's that come out?
July 31st.
Called?
Christian Atunde Ajua.
Thank you both. Franny, Kelly.
Bye. Thank
Patrick
you
Jaren
for having Wattenhanen. Us.
You bet.
Later, Robin.
Later.
See ya.
I'd like to take us to the very best. Have you ever seen the very best?
I have.
Oh, they're really great. I saw them at South by Southwest a couple of years ago, put out an album, The Warm Heart of Africa, a while back. The very best is Issa Mwaya and a couple of producers from London.
That was impressive.
Thank you. And make this stuff up.
You said it almost like you knew it.
The producer he's working with this time is one of the two producers who did his record, the last record. The guy's named Johan Hugo. There's Amadou Mariam's on this record and Baba Mal's on this record. And
wow.
You will recognize the voice of the singer, but I won't tell you more. On this song from the very best called We Okay. Ready to guess?
I love this game. Sky could fall down any day.
Nothing lasts forever anyway. Who was it? All right. Fail.
Carly Rae Jepsen? I don't know. Sky could fall down any day. Nothing lasts forever
anyway. As long as I got you here with me. We okay. We okay. Did you get it?
K-Non.
Yeah, there you go. Here we go. I met this girl before, it wasn't long ago. She was so beautiful, she looked like a model. She's from the tougher, an African ghetto. But she danced like everything's alright, giving me love, keeping me up all night. Abuja, we okay, in Accra, we okay. Bamako, we okay, in Cairo, we okay.
So obvious it's Kanon. I don't know why I didn't get it immediately, but it's so hard to not feel good listening to his music.
Absolutely. So that's the very best. And they are starting a tour in August. Their first date's right here in Washington, D.C., and I want to, maybe I'll try to drag you to a concert.
Oh, see if I, you can't get me out of the house.
That's right. Absolutely. And then the tour will take them through Virginia and New York and Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago, Los Angeles, Portland. Go see the very best. What a great show they put on.
I think of Kanon and think of his music being so life-affirming. And I've got another artist whose music is very life-affirming as well, but strikes a completely different tone. His name's Bill Fay. He's an English folk singer, pianist, and songwriter. And he put out a couple of records in the early 70s. They didn't do too well. Dropped by his label. And then he pretty much disappeared. But over the years, he developed a small but cult following among other musicians, particularly Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. And you can hear Tweedy cover one of Bill Fay's songs called Be Not So Fearful in the Wilco documentary, I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful song. Well, Bill Fay, he's now in his late 60s. He hasn't put out a record in 40 years, and he's coming back with his first new record since those two that he put out in the early 70s. And it's, I love the title. It's called Life is People. And I think you're going to love every word of the song. It's called The Never Ending Happening.
musical.
I just think it's just one of the most beautiful ways of looking at the world he captures in that song, which is that I don't understand anything that's going on around me. Some of it's great, some of it's bad, but it's just astonishing to be a part of it at all. And I try to keep that in perspective all the time. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song from Bill Fay and his new record, Life is People. It doesn't come out until August 21st. And I mentioned Jeff Tweedy of Wilco covering one of Bill Fay's songs in the Wilco documentary, I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. Well, Bill Fay covers one of Wilco's songs, Jesus, Etc., on this record. He turns it into a very slow solo piano piece. It's just beautiful.
Excellent. So the Avett Brothers have a new record coming out. It's called The Carpenter. It comes out in September. I'm excited about it. This is a single. It comes out July 3rd. It's called Live and Die.
Live and Let Die.
Is that what it, like, is it that kind of live and die?
Yes, of course.
All it'll take is just one moment, and you can say goodbye to how we had it planned. Fear like a habit, run like a rabbit, out and away, through the screen door to the there is no land or love inside.
the Avett Brothers. A new record's called The Carpenter. It comes out September 11th. And that single, Live and Die, it comes out July the 3rd.
Has Stephen Thompson heard this yet? Has he pried this from your hands?
He hasn't.
Because, you know, he's a super fan.
I know. I did tell him I have it, though.
Yeah.
That's all. And I smiled.
It'll be big. It'll be a big record.
Everyone out there will hear it before him, and we'll all be very happy for that.
Do you remember, speaking of Stephen, do you remember a band he brought to the table during one of our South by Southwest preview shows a couple years ago, Ivan and Alyosha?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we had him in for Tiny Desk. This is sort of a folky pop duo from Seattle. Well, not a duo anymore. Originally it was a duo with Tim Wilson and Ryan Carberry, and they've added a couple other guys. But they put out a couple of EPs, and they've been playing together since 2007, but they actually haven't put out a full-length record yet. Huh. And they're about to have their debut. It's called All the Times We Had, which sounds almost like a retrospective, but it's actually their debut full length. It's out August 7th, and it is a much bigger record than I thought it was going to be. I've been listening to it a lot. Let's give a listen to this cut from the record. It's called Be Your Man.
Who gets you all the presents underneath the Christmas tree? Well, they're all from me. And I wanna be the boy who run and tell his baby every time he skins his knee or breaks his toy. I wanna be your boy, be your boy. Be your boy. I wanna be your boy. Be your boy. Be your boy.
whole record is a lot of fun. Great sound from Ivan and Alyosha. It gets really big. It's Be Your Man from All the Times We Had, out August 7th.
And I'm going to do Sean Ra. I like that record a lot, and I like what they're doing, and they've really grown a lot.
Since they really have.
I want to play Sean Rao. Sean Rao's another artist. Almost half these artists, more than half these artists, have been played their desk. You realize that?
Yeah, I know he has, and he was quite a storyteller too. I half the time didn't know whether he was just
truth or fiction.
Yeah, what was truth and what was fiction? Absolutely. Yeah.
His new record has a fabulous, fabulous sound to go with that deep, deep voice. He recorded it at Vox Recording Studios, and Vox is a famous studio, using the board that they use to mix some of Exile on Main Street. T-Rex is the warrior. And you listen to this. This song called Horses, the sonic landscape that goes on in the song is fabulous. So here we go.
Well, the great blue sky was moving with his bag as it flew past the dollhouse cutouts, all suggesting signs of life. Voices in the wood, he didn't know if he had it right. They didn't know if he would listen, but they were thinking that he might. Well, he could not articulate that kind of doom, and there was something in the silence like suggestions from the moon. And at night he leaves the light on.
Whoa!
New album's called The Salesman and the Shark.
Good pick from that record. I'm still digesting the record, but that's a good pick from it. His voice, he just can crush granite with that voice. It is just so powerful.
You know, remember we did songs that sound like other songs?
Mm-hmm.
This is one.
Oh, it's funny, you know,
Shall we tell or should we do a blog post?
Well, we'll invite people to tell us what they think.
All right, good.
I'd like games. Games are fun.
Roll the dice. What are you going to play?
Something else I like, the Antlers. What can we say about these guys? We
I'm
love
surprised that there's a new anything.
Right? I am too. You know, they just had their last full length came out, was it even a year ago? Just last year? And they're already coming back with an EP. It's called Undersea. It's out July 24th. And Undersea is an appropriate title. The whole record has this very nice hypnotic wash to it. You know, I don't think this EP is maybe as lyrically potent as some of their other stuff, but what an incredible sound.
But EPs are good for, like, putting something out that's different maybe just ideas.
The stuff that didn't quite fit on the record, but they want to get it out
there. I'm glad to hear this new one.
Yeah, it's nice. The song is called Crest.
For me.
floating.
Yeah, it is a I'm floating record. It's something to get lost into for sure. Antlers, Underseas, the EP. That song was called Crest. It comes out July 24th. Thanks, guys, for giving and giving. You just gave us a full length, and now you've got this great little EP coming. We sure do appreciate it.
And all these songs today, so many. The Avett Brothers, the Antlers, of course, the Divine Fits, Ivan and Alyosha, the Jeff the Brotherhood, the Very Best, the Grizzly Bear. There's a whole bunch. And we haven't even touched.
Cat Power,
oh, yeah.
Not even to mention.
But with all of that, we had to bring in the heavy hitter to end the show.
We did. It maybe isn't the most recognizable name on the list of artists that we've got on this.
Oh,
roster.
I was talking about Lars.
Yeah. Robin. Obviously.
Jeez, Lars. How's that cross-country trip? Those Instagram photos were awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. And in fact, the pick that I have for your show was a constant soundtrack throughout the entire Southwest.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is Lars Gottrich. Lars does the Vikings Choice and Metal Picks oftentimes on the All Songs blog.
He brings his mighty Thor hammer into the studio and lays down something like what we're about to hear.
Yeah. All right, so this is the new record by Six Organs of Admittance.
Excellent.
It's called Ascent. And what's so exciting about this record in particular, I'm a fan of Six Organs of Admittance in general. It's the project by this guy named Ben Chasney, who's been making music for the last decade plus. You could file his music under like acoustic folk music, but that would be doing it a serious disservice. Mm-hmm. He dips into a lot of like Lamont Young kind of drony kind of
good trancy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about that drive trip with that music on.
Oh, that's
late
good
at night
for that too.
Perfect.
Yeah, but this record in the early part of the 2000s, he joined a band called Comets on Fire, who were probably my favorite band for a few years. Just like loud, bombastic, hawk-windy, psychedelic rock music. I was really bummed when they stopped making music. And so what's so...
You're going to tell me they're back.
No.
Oh.
We're back!
No.
I'm sorry, we're not back.
In fact, Ben Chasney said in an interview a few years ago that...
I'll never talk to those...
No. That the Comets on Fire probably won't come back. But this record is basically a Comets on Fire record because Ben Chasney is backed by his old friends in Comets on Fire. So this is a full-on electric whirlwind guitar, wah-wah infused, and Chuglin grooved kind of record.
Excellent.
I can't tell you what I IM'd Lars when I first heard the song after he gave it to me, but I'll just say I thought it was quite good.
Awesome. Let's hear it. What's it called?
The name of the song is Even If You Knew.
Excellent. And when does it come out?
Not until late August.
Okay.
But this is like my summer record, and I feel bad that nobody's going to hear the whole thing until the end of summer.
Well, I'll hear this song.
Right. It's a big carrot dangling in front of us.
Yeah. It's the perfect song to go out on.
Excellent. Thanks for coming down and ending our show with a bang.
You kicked the table as
I know
you said
I did.
That.
I got this, Bob. Thanks for ending the show with a bang. Jesus. I can't believe we ever get this thing done.
No, I don't either. We better just play the song. For NPR Music, in fact, it's All Songs Considered.